Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, y'all? It's the MJ Live Show, long-awaited, non-debated, backed by popular demand. You know you needed it. Back on the air. I am about to embark on a journey with you into a place that you've never been before. Okay, we've been here before. We've been here before, people, and I ain't even over it. But welcome back to the MJ Live Show, y'all. And I'm hoping I'm coming in loud and clear. I didn't even do a test show. I mean, like, I was going to do a test show, but then I didn't do it, right? Because I was like, I'm just going to go ham. We're going to get on the air, and we're going to see what it do. So I'm about to post this link to Facebook, right? And I'm going to see who is going to join me on the air. Don't call me on a bullcrap, neither, because y'all know the Blog Talk. I can get your number. I will post it on the air. I will post it on Twitter. I will post it on Tumblr. And everybody and their mama will be calling you. I will tweet your number to Donald Trump. You don't want that phone call, okay? So don't call me on the biz naive bullcrap, okay? Keep it true. Now, we got 30 minutes. Well, actually 27 minutes remaining. And the reason why is because MJ's going to need some sponsors. So, to all my loyal listeners, and everybody who tunes in right now, if you like what you hear, maybe you can donate like $2, or maybe you can pick up the show for a month, you know what I'm saying? Or maybe you can pick up the show for 4 months, you know what I'm saying? Pay some little advertising fees. It's really dirt cheap. And, you know, audio space will be yours and everything. So, you know, let me know what you think about that. But you can call me if you want, 516-531-9345, right? So how's quarantine going for you, right? I have been in quarantine, and I must say that it's not that bad. It's not that bad. Now, give or take that everybody has been wanting to get their hair cut and hair done, nails done, everything did. You know what I'm saying? To be fancy and whatnot, but it ain't been happening, right? But they have slowly been opening up stuff. So if you want to take that chance and you feel like you need to get fly, casket fly, literally, then go ahead and take that chance. But I ain't going to say nobody that, you know, is trying to do that or whatnot. You know, if you want to go get your hair done and get your feet done and whatnot, just put on a mask. Just wear a mask, wear some gloves, wear some clothes that you can burn when you get home. Because that's what I've been doing. I've just been throwing stuff away, you know, or I'll just wear like something basic and then, you know, throw it in the washing machine or whatever. Just don't wear your good stuff out because you don't want the karachi on your stuff. Right? Free game. Hashtag free game. All right. So my Twitter is Miss Mary Jane PR. You can follow me. I think I just posted a link for the show. So, let's see. All right, so let's get into a little bit of entertainment. No, not entertainment. Some news, right? Back to the show, y'all. Now check it out. Ben Carson says blacks continue to be hardest hit ahead of coronavirus. Okay, I'm gonna say facts, right? But I'm gonna say facts because that's what they saying. I don't know if that's really true because everybody that I be seeing getting hit with it, you know, I can't say that they are minorities. And this is a question that I would like to ask America. How the hell did this, was this like something that came from overseas and now it's on our neck? It's on the black folks' neck. Are y'all kidding me? Are y'all so serious? We ain't about to take that line down, but it's cool though, because, you know, we didn't survive many, many, many things. So you know, blame us if you want to, but we didn't start the fire. It was always burning since the world's been turning. Shout out to all my listeners. All right, I heard something about Joe Biden said, because you know the elections are coming up and whatnot, right? I heard that Joe Biden said that you're not black if you don't vote for him, right? I don't know what the hell that means. Maybe somebody could call in and let me know what that means, because I have no clue of what that means. Because, you know, last time I checked, you know, we had melanin. I don't know what that means, Joe. I don't know what that means. People want a new leader, right? Notice I said people, a new leader, because they feel like, you know, this leadership failed them or whatnot, you know. But you know, America's torn right now, so I can't really say that everybody feels that way. But you know, I guess that people are not happy with the leadership that's going on right now. So, I mean, I don't know how he equates that to being black, but when the popular black radio host Charlamagne Tha God told Joe Biden at the end of a spirited but friendly interview that he needed to come back on his show because we got more questions, Biden shot back, "You got more questions. If you have a problem figuring out if you're for me, then you ain't black." via the Los Angeles Times, people, this is crazy, right? That was heartbreaking, right? Look, see, Joe, he trying to get savage right now because he's dealing with some savagery. Because Donald Trump is savage, right? that dude is sad, but he is the epitome of savage. He walking around with no mask on. You know what I'm saying? He waving his mask in people's faces like, "What you gonna do about it, cuz?" So, you know, he got to drop down, and he's trying to get low with it. You know what I'm saying? Joe Biden, he's trying to drop it low and spread it wide, because he right now, it's not looking good. Because, I mean, you have so many of the Trump supporters that are going to vote. Now, this is the catch, though. We don't know if we're going to be able to vote in the polls. Are we voting online? Are we voting the mail-in ballots? Was crackulating. Because the mail-in ballots, I heard, can be tampered with. I mean, I heard that if you send it in, Nancy Pelosi said that there is a health risk to count them, which I get it. Who's going to count all that stuff? Right now, don't nobody want to touch nothing. Nobody want to touch nothing. You know what I'm saying? So this is a big mess. It's a huge mess. So, you know, y'all call in and let me know if you'll be voting. What do you think about the voting process right now? 516-531-9345. I'm giving you a platform. You have 19 minutes remaining, America. 19 minutes. That's a lifetime right now. Give me a God. Okay. I want to make sure that I'm not, that you all are hearing me. Maybe you all can hit me on Facebook and let me know if I'm coming in loud and clear. Am I coming in loud and clear, y'all? You know, I used to be an MC. I mean, well, I still am. I still be, you know, wrecking mics when I got time to, you know, when I, you know, being a superhero in my kid's life and whatnot. I don't know if I'm coming in loud and clear. Let me know, you know. Shout out to Room 21 on Facebook. If y'all have not become a part of this group, it is off the chain. I'm just giving you some entertainment for quarantine. You know what I'm saying? Room 21, shout out to y'all. Y'all be off the chain. Y'all be lit. Who else? Let's see. Oh, OnlyFans. I know y'all heard of that. I don't know. I didn't know what OnlyFans was until, you know, I got on there and I seen And I was like, whoa, you know, you basically pay a subscription for your favorite artist or your favorite adult entertainer or your favorite whoever is on there, right? So, you know, quarantine entertainment, hashtag demon time, right? Wow. Yeah, so did y'all know that Trump made it to where you can go to church? I'm not going to say Trump did it, right? He just basically said that he ruled church essential today. So churches and places of worship, including mosques and stuff like that, they are now considered essential. Now, first it was just a liquor store and McDonald's, right? It was just a liquor store and McDonald's and Popeye's chicken, right? You know, that was essential. We needed that. We weren't going to survive without our Big Macs. But now he has finally ruled that church is essential. That's what's up. Right. So first, I guess, you know, everybody was going to church. Well, no, everybody had planned to go to church on Easter, right? Because it was just, you know, like, you know, it was getting a little stressful, you know, and we was just like, man, we need Jesus right now, bro. We need Jesus. And then next thing you know, you couldn't go to church. That's major. This is like not one of the first Easters that I've not been to church, because I say I go to church every other Easter, you know, try to get my kids, you know, kind of near the atmosphere of, you know, being at church and whatnot. But this time I didn't even have a choice. I didn't have a choice. They were closed. And there were some churches in Louisiana that basically defied that order, and they bussed out people. They bussed out people to their church and had like this huge tit ceremony, and in the era of social distancing. So they were saying that was very dangerous. It was very dangerous, and they put a lot of lives at risk. Which, you know, I guess if you practice in social distancing, that matters to you. But when you go into church, I guess it don't matter. But I would like to say that since he made church essential right now, the president, practice social distancing, y'all. Keep it 100. Still wear your masks. Still wear your usher gloves. Put on your best usher gloves. You know, because we still need to make sure that everybody's health is the utmost important thing, especially the older people, you know what I'm saying? And check in on your shut-ins, y'all. You know what I'm saying? Do something good for the community, you know. Check in on the shut-ins. Check in on the people that can't get around and go to the grocery store or the handicap, you know. Do something good. Like Tony Caldwell. Tony Caldwell of Kansas City, Missouri, 2908 Indiana, KCMO Justice Center. Tony Caldwell, people. He's a preacher. He's a pastor. He's been handing out food to the people of Kansas City, Missouri. The people in need. Now, see, there was a lot of people. I can't even remember this dude's name right now. That's how mad I am at him, right? He faked the phone. Everybody in Kansas City knows him, and they know that this dude just runs around and collects reward money for other people's findings. He'll collect out a fax, and he'll run and get the reward money and claim he solves the case. I can't say no names, you know, but that is not a real freedom fighter. That is not a real community staple. You know what I'm saying? But Tony Caldwell, he's a hero. He's my hero. And he, guess what, y'all? He needs help. He needs help sometimes to go and help distribute some of these meals. He's giving a community hand sanitizer. Look him up on Facebook, y'all. Tony Caldwell, C-A-L-D WELL. Shout out to you, Mr. Caldwell, for doing your thing. I've been being you. He said, let's do it again Saturday and Sunday. 300 meals each. 300 meals, y'all. And next Thursday, let's do it again. 800 meals this Saturday and this Sunday at the Justice Center, 2908 Indiana, Kansas City, Missouri, May 23rd, May 24th, and Thursday, May 28th, 11 o'clock on all those days. So say like if you eat people. What's up, y'all? This is MJ Live. I had a little bit of technical difficulties. What's up, y'all? It's MJ Live, and I'm sorry for the technical difficulties. But this is why I said we need sponsors. So we can get the right formula going off of y'all. Didn't y'all just like what y'all was hearing? So shout out to all my listeners right now. Everybody that was on the line. Shout out to my one caller that I was trying to get in. And I just couldn't do it. But it's okay though. Because that one caller was me. I'm a fool right here. I'm a fool. Now, look, I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to wrap this up, right? I gave you what you needed. Church is essential today, as ruled by Donald Trump. And our hearts and prayers go out to Michigan where they're dam flooded. And there's like 10,000 people staying in shelters right now. So we are so sorry. And, you know, maybe y'all could, like, send some help their way. Because that's not really right. That's not really fair for anybody to be going through this. Not right now. Not right now. My chat is open. Just in case my show goes off the air again, y'all. Or just in case it I have another technical issue. Thank you, Blog Talk. Shout out to America. We got 5 minutes and 45 seconds remaining. And I would like to open the chat. So the chat is where you can come in and you can say what's up. You can post your links. You know, do whatever you want to do. Well, not whatever you want to do. Don't like I said, don't act a fool. Because if you act a fool, I'm going to put all your information on the net. So my chat is open, y'all. Come post your links. I'm in there. What's up? What's happening? And I want to say thank you for hanging out with me today. Hopefully, you know, I eased your mind a bit, gave you a little quarantine entertainment. And I'm going to totally put my mask back on after this. Because, you know, you can't just be walking around. Well, no, the president can, because he's taking the medicine? Hydrochloroquine. Lupus people who suffer from lupus take this medicine. And basically, I heard the side effects were, you know, you could go blind or it could make you sick, right? So it's not for everybody, but if you can get your hands on it and say you've come across COVID or corona, and it might work for you, you know. A person who had lupus basically said, try it, you know. So I don't know. I don't know this whole thing about the vaccine thing. I don't know this whole thing about mandated vaccines. I don't know what's going on with that. This is a bona fide mess. But hopefully God will see us through this, and it could be a better day for us, right? A better day, y'all. Oh, my God. Joe Biden is a racist. It's trending on Twitter. Salem Snow. This is what Joe Biden, a white man running for president, said to Charlamagne, a black host on the radio show The Breakfast Club. You got more questions, Biden replied. Well, I'll tell you what. If you have a problem figuring out whether you're for me or not, Trump or me, you're not black.
Oh, wait. I think I got the clip. I think I got the clip, y'all. Let's play it. Let's check it out.
It don't have nothing to do with Trump. It has to do with the fact I want something for my community.
You know, you so much. That's really our time. I apologize.
You can't do that to black media.
You can't do that to white media and black media because my wife has to go on at 6 o'clock.
Okay.
Uh-oh, I'm in trouble.
Listen, you got to come see us when you come to New York, B.P. Biden.
I will.
It's a long way until November. We got 4 questions.
You got more questions. I tell you, if you have a problem figuring out whether you're for me or Trump, and you ain't black.
It don't have nothing to do with Trump. It has to do with the fact
Biden's funny. Biden's funny. He says you ain't black. Biden, let's talk, man. You're out of touch, man. You're out of touch, man. Sometimes people just, you know, say stuff and they think they, you know, they trying to be cool and hip, and that's just, you know, they just probably took it a little too far. But hey, he's about to get roasted on Twitter. So if you want to look that up, if you want to find out what they talking about, because I'm retweeting it right now. Shout out to Charlamagne and God for trying to do that interview with a straight face. Oh my God. Oh my God, they got a hashtag, you're not black. Oh my God. You ain't black hashtag is trending on Twitter. 2020 can't get any worse. 2020 is a movie. 2020 has been just trash. So shout out to y'all. Thank you for listening. Thank you for tuning in. I really, really appreciate it. And like I said, if you want to sponsor the show, let me know. NJ Law, people, and I'm a head up. Shout out to Octillery B&B Productions for the great soundtrack today. And remember, you ain't black if you ain't listening to the NJ Law show. I kid. But check me out on Twitter, Miss Mary Jane PR. We out. Happy Memorial Day weekend, everybody, by the way. Stay safe out there. Don't get in big groups. Try to keep your social distancing up and put some masks on. And if you don't wear a mask, you know, so think about the other people that you might be putting at risk. You know, no shade. We are in a free country, but right now it is a pandemic. So do your part.
Trump.